NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. NASA has a long history of building robots, machines that can take close-up pictures of Jupiter or scoop up a handful of dirt on the surface of Mars or pluck a satellite from space. Now, add a new job to the list, medical surgery. A team of engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory have come up with a robotic arm called the Robot-Assisted Microsurgery Station, or RAMS, that is steadier than a surgeon's hand. The device, being built in cooperation with Micro Dexterity Systems of Memphis, Tennessee, will allow revolutionary new surgical procedures of the brain, eye, ear, nose, throat, face, and hand. Robot-assisted surgery is not a new idea, says Paul Schenker, who leads the RAMS development team at JPL. But so far, it's been more promise than practice.
There is explosive interest in the area. What is specific to this project is the production of a new type of robot that will be small and capable of exquisitely fine motions.
The most accomplished microsurgeons today can perform simple operations as small as 100 microns or 100 millionths of a meter. The RAM system improves on that by a factor of 3 to 5, allowing precise motions as small as 25 microns, the width of a human hair. The prototype is a robotic arm, about 10 inches long, to which various surgical tools can be attached. Schenker likens it to a device that's familiar to millions of American kids.
We're making a very sophisticated computer joystick, which will rest in the surgeon's hand, and he or she will input their motions to that device. The robot, which is only a small distance away, placed in contact with the patient, will replicate exactly the motions that the surgeon makes. So this is a surgeon's controlled master device. We're not talking about having computers perform surgery.
Computers do play a big role in the RAM system, however. Apart from letting surgeons work on a much smaller scale than ever before, the system gets rid of the tiny jitters in their hand motions.
All of us are affected by involuntary jerk and tremor, and albeit microsurgeons are among the most manually gifted of people, one of the limiting factors in their doing finer, detailed work is this tremor and jerk. So we're developing new classes of computer control which will allow them, when they make a hand input motion to the robot device, to filter out this unwanted perturbation. So think not only of making very fine motions, much finer than can be accomplished by the human hand, but making them very smoothly.
The RAM system does this by recognizing the difference between the surgeon's deliberate movements and the unwanted hand tremors.
Most surgical motions will have a rather, by intent, elongated, smooth characteristic. The disturbances that you don't want will show up as a high-frequency sort of shaking. And so if you can separate those two out, you're on your way to a solution.
Once RAMS comes into clinical use, it could open up new kinds of procedures that are now difficult or impossible. Surgeons will be able to work with much greater precision on the inner eye and ear. They'll be able to repair the delicate bones of the face and hands more easily and to work at a finer level of detail in the recesses of the brain. And because the robotic arm does the work, it can be used for telesurgery, where the doctor is at a separate location from the patient, watching the operation by video. Schenker says that when the surgeons on his medical advisory board review the project, they usually come away impressed.
We give them a challenge. We say, put your hands up next to this robot and take a needle or something that's, you know, a replica surgical tool and see how you can do. And we found they're pretty challenged, even, you know, in the initial case. The robot's the winner, and that's what they want and what we want.
RAMS still has to undergo more tests before it's ready for the operating room. In fact, it won't be until next year that the whole integrated system is up and running. But someday soon, the assistant standing next to the surgeon in the operating room may well be a robot. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.